Welcome to America's favorite wellness hour, Healthy by Nature, with certified clinical nutritionist Marty Whittakin.
Good morning. Thanks so much for joining us. We're happy you're here. A couple of great guests. One of our favorites, Stuart Tomk, is up first. And then we're going to talk to Dr. Budoff, who is a prolific researcher. And just recently, we've had him on briefly before. I wanted to have him back. And then I saw that he was on NBC News, evening news on a major network in Los Angeles, talking about something natural that seems to actually reverse some of the plaque in our arteries. So stay tuned for that. Should be really very, very interesting. We know on this show we have an overall mission of arming you with information and hopefully some motivation so that you stay off that slippery slope into crisis medicine. And as part of that, we try to recruit really credible, powerfully educated, and sincere guests that have your best interests at heart. We do the same with our sponsors because I don't want to talk about second best, so I always try to find the best sponsor in a category. And one other thing that you should know about the show, if you've listened very long, is that I think oral health, the health of our not only our teeth, but our gums, very, very important to the overall health of the body, and that sometimes things that are done in the name of fixing our teeth can actually have some long-term consequences. And I've got some personal experience with that that we'll talk about on an upcoming show with a new sponsor. And I'm very, very tickled to have Philip Coslow, a dentist in the Dallas area, but he's known really in the region. He was on the show briefly before Health Fest, and so many of you may have met him, seen him at Natural Health Fest, and so you won't be surprised that I'm pleased to have him with us because, first of all, by anybody's standards, he's a good dentist. I mean, he's just a plain good dentist, but in addition to that, he's gone way beyond where most dentists do to look at the health effects of dental materials and at various procedures, which things contribute more to long-term health and don't detract from it. So more about that later. He's going to be on the show. We're going to have him on for the whole show so we can right now start writing down your dental questions so that when we have him on, you'll be ready to participate in the show. His practice is located in North Dallas on Quorum, pretty easy to get to from LBJ or from Central Expressway. And his website is dallasdentist.net. That's not com, net, N-E-T. 972-458-2464. 972-458-2464. And that's Dr. Philip Coslow. So, we've got this great show coming up, so don't go anywhere. And if you think about somebody that ought to be listening, give them a call. This is Healthy by Nature. I'm Marty Whittakin.
When generation after generation treasures something for thousands of years, there must be something to it. When science finally studies the issue, they usually just prove what our ancestors already knew and maybe explain how the benefits are provided. Many studies now confirm why millions believe that drinking aloe vera helps not only their digestion, but also their overall health. They just feel better and are sick less often. Lily of the Desert is one of the few supplement companies of any kind that conducts clinical trials on its products. For example, one study showed that Lily Aloe improved nutrient absorption so greatly that 20 times more vitamin C was absorbed when taken with Lily of the Desert Aloe compared to the same amount taken with water. Isn't getting more for your money a good reason to take your daily vitamins with aloe? Speaking of value, Lily of the Desert usually costs less than products that are half as good. Look for Lily of the Desert products in all fine health food stores. Visit lilyofthedesert.com and like Lily on Facebook. That's lilyofthedesert.com or find them on Facebook.
I rarely catch a cold, and only then if I've broken the rules, like to avoid sugar and to drink water. I'm your host, Marty Whittakin. If you feel the ickies coming on, quickly give your immune system some added support. Studies show that the mineral zinc helps shorten the duration of a cold or sore throat, but only in the form of lozenges. Our sponsor, Superior Source, makes zinc lozenges. Jets is in the name probably because they get to work so fast, like all of Superior Source's microlingual products. Then there are Superior Source's vitamin C melts in tangy orange and sour cherry. The melts contain significant C at 500 milligrams, plus synergistic sources of bioflavonoids and plant antioxidants. And no sugar, just a little stevia added. Because these vitamin C melts have no sugar, you can take them throughout the day without adding a lot of empty calories. This 1-2 punch for the ickies can be found at fine natural food stores nationwide. Go to SuperiorSourceVitamins.com or the sponsor page at HBNShow.com.
Subscribe to Marty's free newsletter at the Healthy by Nature Show website, HBNShow.com. HBNShow.com.
Well, you probably know and appreciate Stuart Tomp. You can't love him like I do because I know him personally and know that he walks the walk. This guy is, he's really knowledgeable about all facets of health and nutrition. He's passionate about spreading the good word. Stuart has had over 20 years of experience in the field of natural and nutritional medicine. He's an authority on evidence-based dietary supplements. He was a respected consultant to the World Health Organization. Integrative physicians worldwide trust his word. And he is an educator for a sponsor that we just love, Nordic Naturals. Joins us by phone. Good morning, Stuart.
Hello. How are you?
Well, I'm good. I always feel like I'm never quite as good as you are. You have so much energy. You're just and so cheerful. In spite of the challenges that we face, we're going to talk about some of them today. You're always going to these really interesting international forums, and one of them that you went to last year was called World Economic Forum. Usually you're going to meetings that are about more directly about health and nutrition. Tell us what that was about and why you went there.
Well, this is a fascinating organization. They put together the top trends for the year, and they get some of the best and brightest people together to just help think thought leaders and actually governments figure out where are people moving, what are they interested in, and what should we be concerned about. So what drew me to this conversation was I had noticed in their printed material that for the first time ever, the rapid spread of misinformation online was a top trend for 2014, Marty, in the same breath as rising societal tensions in the Middle East and North Africa.
Wow.
So that contextualized how big this awesome power is of being interconnected and having all of this information that the thought leaders of the world are concerned of political instability in the Middle East and North Africa is as big or as important as a trend as the rapid spread of misinformation online, and I had to learn more.
Well, it does put me in the mind that not only is the misinformation on the Internet, sometimes it's coming from people in positions of authority, and I worry that our supposedly respected news outlets on Brian Williams and people that I really like, and I tune in those news shows, but I hear stuff and I say, well, wait a minute, I know enough about that particular topic to know they didn't do their homework very well. So I think once something gets, sometimes they will even report an unsubstantiated thing off of the Internet, but they'll say, well, you know, we haven't verified this yet, but so seems like the consumer has a really big chore ahead of them sorting good information from bad information. And I We're glad you're here. Give us, point us in the right direction.
Well, that's why I wanted to tie it into the omega-3 conversation, because we all are aware, you know, the people that listen to your show, we're of the faithful, that omega-3s really came under great scrutiny last year and even the early part of this year, with a couple of studies coming out casting some questionable light on the true, magnificent, proven health benefits of omega-3. And that's why I wanted to learn more about sort of the viral spread of misinformation. I'm happy to say that after studying this for some time, I am very, very, very hopeful that people can actually triangulate information. We can't just use one source of information. You know, we know what marketing is, we know what sales is, but when it comes to science, we need to look at the totality of the evidence, and we need to look at the messenger, who is sometimes also as important as the message.
Well, yes, absolutely. And to your point about these studies, once they're out there, it seems kind of hard to rein them back in, even if there were some serious questions about what conclusions they came to, how they got to them. As an example, somebody that I deal with came up to me this week and said, about fish oil, I heard that it's, you're not supposed to take it, it's not good for you, it might be bad for you or something. What do you think? Well, she has faith in me, and I told her what I know about it, and I think that one person probably has turned around. But how many of them like that are there out there who heard something from somebody that seemed like a credible source, they heard it was based on a study, and now they are not going to be taking something that could literally save their life?
Well, Galileo said it better than any of us. He said, all truths are easy to understand once they are discovered. The point is to discover them. And what motivates me so much about the omega-3 conversation is we are now clearer than ever that if we don't get the balance right, the balance of omega-3 and omega-6, you, me, anybody will miss the boat and will not get the benefit. What's beautiful for Nordic Naturals is we've been teaching the science and telling people the stories of the science, not just facts, but inspiring and motivating people to learn. With so much pressure on omega-3 right now, the good news is more research is coming out every day showing that you have to get the balance right to get the benefit. So I'm hopeful that there will also be the rapid spread of true information online as more research is conducted.
Well, yes, the truth will out in the end, despite competing interests in keeping it quiet, because if I just finished a booklet, which I'm going to send you a copy of, because before I print it again, I want to find out what you suggestions you might have for improving it. And two things I noticed. One, there were thousands and thousands of studies on fish oil and omega-3s and DHA and EPA and so on. The vast majority of them very positive and in all kinds of different areas. So I immediately was suspect when somebody said, oh, wait a minute, you know, I don't think that should be the case. I want to talk about some specific things. For example, current controversy over the FDA saying that you should not take low-dose aspirin for preventing heart disease if you don't already have heart disease. For healthy people, it doesn't save lives. Well, we all know that aspirin does help with the platelet stickiness maybe a little bit, and certainly with inflammation. Well, why don't they ever follow up and say, so don't do that, but here's something you can do. Well, how's this for an idea? What if you took fish oil and magnesium and vitamin C?
Now, they say the same garbage about fish oil. They say, oh, it's great after you've had a heart attack. In fact, there's evidence that shows it'll reduce a second heart attack by half. But they say, oh, wait a minute, but primary prevention, we're not so sure about that yet. So we have to be patient. I have to be more patient than I've been, because the evidence will set us free. And the aspirin thing is a perfect analogy. Aspirin works by blocking omega-6 that makes your blood thick and sticky, one of the main mechanisms of action. and helps to dampen inflammation. If you took omega-3 all the time and ate less omega-6, you'd have a more appropriate response to inflammation. Our new theory, the hypothesis is maybe it's 50 years of delayed resolution of inflammation that's leading to all of our preventative degenerative heart conditions and health problems. So we could do a lot by proactively taking omega-3, and you don't have to wait to be told to do it.
Oh, well. You can be patient, Stuart. I'm not going to be. I'm going to continue to take my omega-3s, my Nordic Naturals omega-3s. I put it people will find this surprising. I put a spoonful of Nordic cod liver oil in my fruit drink. I mean, it's fruit flavor, but it's mostly protein, very low glycemic, but that's breakfast for me most days. If anybody had told me that ahead of time that I could put cod liver oil in my drink and not tasted, I have to have the bottle out because I can't tell from tasting whether I put it in or not. And I'm going to keep taking that because I'm looking not only at those factors we just talked about with in comparing to aspirin with platelet stickiness and the inflammation, but what about all the other fringe benefits, which may be related to those basic things, but some other things as well. What about brain function? What about prevention of cancer and so on? There's such a wide variety, an incredible wide variety. Eye health. This could be the fish oil show every week. There's so much. So they aren't going to talk me out of it. I've seen too much. I've been to the city. You can't get me back to the farm. So we'll be right back after these words from our beloved sponsors with Stuart Tom. Don't go away, please. I'm Marty Wilson.
Prevent those frustrating seasonal symptoms, including sneezing, runny nose, and watery eyes that can spoil your time outdoors by supercharging your immune response right at the source, your digestive tract, where an amazing 70% of your immune cells reside. If your immune system views pollen, animal dander, or wheat as a dangerous invader, it will react by stimulating an inflammatory response and incite all those unpleasant symptoms. What you may not know is that the immune receptor cells residing in your gut all depend on a healthy probiotic population to function at their peak. That's why Dr. Fred Pescatore, a best-selling author on the subject, recommends Dr. O'Hara's probiotics as a top-tier defense in the management of seasonal symptoms. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics delivers live, beneficial bacteria in an easily absorbed formula and is backed by over 25 years of research. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference and enjoy the outdoors again.
Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
Do you worry that your get-up-and-go may have left you for good? Health experts tell us that if we just ate more fruits and vegetables, we'd feel better and have more energy. But who has that much time in the kitchen every day? And vitamin supplements don't contain all of nature's magic. What we truly need is to eat more real food, actual food from nature. I want to share a secret with you today. Fruit of the Spirit is a delicious, easy solution for getting more whole food from nature. Fruit of the Spirit is a puree of 12 whole superfruits, 3 herbs, and restorative minerals from the Dead Sea that support natural energy without stimulants. Fruit of the Spirit's blend is so nutritionally dense that 1 ounce provides 5 servings of fruits and vegetables in a convenient, great-tasting drink. Kids love it! Get your get-up-and-go back and receive a discount on your order. Go to the sponsor page of hbnshow.com or call us at 1-800-793-8830. 1-800-793-8830.
Heart disease may be the number one killer in America, but you don't need to become a statistic. I'm Marty Whitaker, and I'd like you to know that one of the best ways I've found to support heart health is by taking Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract. Backed by more than 700 peer-reviewed studies, Kyolic provides powerful antioxidants that help keep your arteries healthy. For example, it reduces homocysteine, a risk factor for heart disease. Kyolic aged garlic has also been shown to support healthy cholesterol levels and proper circulation.
With all of these heart-healthy benefits, it's no surprise that Kyolic Aged Garlic is the best-selling garlic supplement in the world. Unlike other garlic products, Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract is completely odorless, won't upset your stomach, and is made from 100% organically grown garlic. Take Kyolic daily as a part of a heart-healthy lifestyle. Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract is available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, GNC, and other fine health food stores nationwide. To get a free sample, call 800-421-2998.
Dr. Harris Probiotics has been a proud sponsor of the Healthy by Nature show for well over a decade.
If you would like a free sample of and some really interesting and useful literature on fish oils, I want you to go to, and yes, I know you had issues if you tried last time that Stuart was on to go to nordicnaturals.com and click on the box that said free samples, because we apparently overloaded the system, but hopefully they've gotten that fixed and you can try again. NordicNaturals.com or go to HealthyByNatureShow.com sponsor page. You will find their logo there, and you can click on that as well. So, Stuart, I've got more questions here than I know we have time, so I'm going to throw a couple at you. I'd like to get to some specifics, and after we talk about those, if we want to circle back and talk about Bill Lands, we can, but I think people want to know how much EPA and DHA they need to get daily if they're going to maximize the benefits that are shown in the studies. And what about vegetarians or vegans? Put that all into one answer for me. And then I want to talk about how you know a good one from a bad one and what the steps are that Nordic takes to make sure that theirs is the best.
Well, we are going to need, on average, around 3,000 milligrams of EPA and DHA per day. 3,000 milligrams of EPA and DHA per day. So you have to look at the back of your product, at the supplement panel box, and add up the EPA and DHA. So whether you're a vegan, a vegetarian, or whether you eat fish or take fish oil, we still need that much EPA and DHA on average. If you're not going to spend the money to test your blood to find out where you already are, the average of what it will take the consumer to get the maximum benefit of omega-3 is 3,000 milligrams of EPA and DHA per day. For vegans and vegetarians, we now have algae omega, which is the future of augmenting the supply to reduce pressure on the environment and on the oceans. And so I strongly encourage vegans and vegetarians to use the algae omega. And as we've mentioned before on this show, if you use something like macadamia nut oil instead of grape seed oil, and you switch from these high omega-6 cooking oils to the ones that are much lower in omega-6, while you're taking EPA and DHA and also eating green leafy vegetables, that's the big fat story. That's how much we need to get the benefit from omega-3.
I would think, actually, that vegetarians who rely a lot more on nuts and seeds and things that might have, and avocados, whatever, that might have more omega-6, they don't get off the hook. They might even need more, but maybe not as much as those that rely just on processed foods, because all of those, the manufacturers use the cheap oils that are high in omega-6. So that you mentioned something really important, which is getting tested, that's a way to know what your diet, your lifestyle, your chemistry is doing with all of this input. Is it creating the right balance or not?
Yes, and the testing is something I've talked about for years, and I know it's hard for people to invest the money, even if it's a discounted rate like we've offered in the past. So that's why I'd rather tell people at this point going forward, 3,000 milligrams of EPA and DHA per day. And again, keeping in mind, just quickly toggling back to the vegans and vegetarians, they may be eating more short-chain omega-6, but they're not eating long-chain omega-6 arachidonic acid, because they're not eating eggs and they're not eating meat products. So the trick is we probably need more than we had been taking, And balancing omega-6 and omega-3 is what's so important. And when you bite into the capsule of any product, I don't care who makes it, Nordic Naturals or any other company, bite into the capsule, because we can talk about the testing of the finished product, and we test it 80 times from catch to finished product. But if you don't taste the fish oil, you don't know for sure if you're getting the freshest possible product. We know the freshest oils have the best compliance. If you don't like the taste, you won't take it. And there's some evidence that the oxidized fish oils may not be that good for you.
Just quickly, the balance between the two kind of active forms of omega-3, the EPA and the DHA, is that a critical factor, or is it going to take more time to sort that out than we have?
Oh, no, I can just quickly say this. In general, you kind of want a balance between EPA and DHA. But remember, the ratio of those fats in the fish reflect the temperature of the water that the fish is caught. So that doesn't mean you may not get some additional benefit of EPA for, say, lowering triglycerides without raising LDL cholesterol, or some extra benefits of DHA, of course, if you're talking about pregnancy, because you need DHA to build a nervous system. But in general, a balance between the two of them, as they mostly occur in nature, which is usually a little bit more EPA than DHA in most fish, that's kind of the general range, and that's why I like Ultimate Omega, because it gives you double EPA and DHA in the ratio that you find in most fish.
All right, perfect. Now, I was so impressed back in March when I went to an event in California and I saw the film. It's a short film, True North, about the whole process from catching to the incredible manufacturing setup that I can't imagine any other fish oil company in the world has. Just extraordinary steps that you take to preserve the freshness and keep any oxygen from getting to any of the fish oil products. Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, we did it. We completed the most sophisticated fish oil manufacturing plant that's ever been designed or built ever in Tromsø, Norway. And if you go to nordicnaturals.com, you can click the True North button. It's a short film. Please, please watch the movie. My favorite part of the factory, which I'm going in July to walk through, the my final walk through here to see it all completed.
Yeah, well, I should go with you, but go ahead.
I can't wait. That they have made it so state-of-the-art that we're using about 30% less raw material. It's like a energy-efficient air conditioner, if you will. Everything is so specific and just made to our specifications that we're able to reuse and to recycle and to repurpose. We make our own electricity from the saturated fat that we remove from the fish oils. We give extra power to our neighbors, the Institute of Marine Fishery Research. We got a huge grant from the Norwegian government, like $1 million, because we were so energy efficient. So the fact that we can now close the loop from boat to bottle, vertically integrated with the most sophisticated and energy efficient processing in the world, we believe it's really a contribution to the history of omega-3.
One thing stood out to me was that after setting up this the whole run and doing the tests on the finished, one of the 80 tests, the finished product that they found this tiny, tiny, tiny fraction of oxygenation that no other company would even worry about, but they knew there should be none because there's no oxygen that ever is supposed to reach it, that they went back and found, tore the place apart until they found this one O-ring that somebody thought, well, copper is as good as stainless steel, and that one part was changed. That's how fussy these folks are. I hope my listeners can appreciate that that ends up being reflected in the finished products, which you can get more information at nordicnaturals.com. You can also get a free sample by clicking the box in the lower right-hand side. And it's always a pleasure to have you on, Stuart. I hope it won't be a long time before we can have you back and dig into some specifics of why people always care about their own personal issues more than they do about science in general. So we could just have a hit list of all the parts of the body that might benefit from having the proper omega-6, omega-3 balance, but you're always a delight. Thanks so much for being with us today.
Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
We'll be right back with Dr. Matthew Budoff. He's a prolific researcher, as I mentioned, has done some really landmark research that I want to talk with him about when we come back. This is Healthy by Nature. My name is Marty Whittakin. Please stay with us.
At half past the hour, you are tuned to Healthy by Nature with certified clinical nutritionist Marty Whittakin.
Your host, certified clinical nutritionist Marty Whittakin, wants us all to reach our personal health goals. Some listeners want to resolve a serious disease or a chronic complaint, while others aim to get fit and prevent disease. Many just want more energy, a better memory, a cheerier mood, or to look better. Marty interviews experts with extensive experience or authors who have really done their homework. She knows that means digging into the scientific literature to back up recommendations with facts, not hype. The show website now sells some of her favorite books from past shows. For example, The Definitive Guide to Cancer, Dr. Kate's book on the importance of vitamin K, and Dr. Kyle Smith's wonderful book on keeping your brain sharp. Of course, the store sells Marty's book on natural alternatives for heartburn and the one on aloe vera. More books will be added soon. Visit the show website at thefamiliarradiomarty.com or at hbnshow.com. hbnshow.com. HBN means healthy by nature, and that is her goal.
It's no secret that as we age, our bodies go through a lot of changes. Most people believe aches and pains are an inevitable part of the aging process, but it doesn't have to be. You can do something about it. Collagen is the major component of connective tissue in the body and is the foundation of ligaments, tendons, cartilage, and bones. After age 25, natural collagen production typically slows at a rate of about 1.5% per year. Fast forward to age 50, and your body could be producing 35% less collagen, possibly resulting in weakened connective tissue and bones. Collagen Joint Complex by NeoCell is an all-natural, complete joint formula that contains collagen, glucosamine, chondroitin, and hyaluronic acid, which are the four key nutrients needed to support the health of our joints. To learn more about NeoCell's full line of joint support, beauty, and anti-aging products, visit NeoCell.com or visit your favorite local health food store nationwide.
No two people have the same fingerprint or the same chemistry. That's why Dr. Constantine Cassanis doesn't use cookie cutter treatments. He really listens to you, and with advanced techniques determines your unique physical and biochemical makeup. He wants to do more than suppress symptoms. His integrative approach blends the best of traditional and complementary medicine to create a safe, effective plan to solve the underlying problem. Dr. Cassanis has completed original research as a published author and now teaches his successful techniques to other doctors. For 19 years, he has used complementary medicine to treat autism, chronic fatigue, and other puzzling conditions. For 10 years, he's had remarkable success with cancer. A whole support team guides you, coordinates with your other practitioners, and for remote patients, even helps with hotel recommendations and obtaining free flights within the U.S. Go to the sponsor page of RadioMarty.com and follow the Cassanis Institute link or call 888-804-3950.
Healthy by Nature is sponsored in part by HealthWorksMart.com.
Thanks for staying with us. I am very happy to have a little bit more time today with Dr. Matthew Budoff. He's a professor of medicine at the David Geffen School of Medicine and director of cardiac CT at the Division of Cardiology at the Harbor UCLA Medical Center in Torrance, California. He's an active investigator. He's chief investigator in several active medical research trials. He's authored over 400 research papers, 6 books, 36 book chapters. He's a frequent lecturer. He's won many awards, including the Einstein Award for Scientific Achievement from the International Biographical Center in Cambridge in the UK. I'm tickled that you would make time to be with us. Good morning, Dr. Budoff.
Good morning, and thank you for having me.
Well, something that with all of those sterling academic credentials that will surprise people is that You were recently on the evening news and talking about something natural, and I don't know whether I'm not at all shocked at the research results because I'm a big believer in these approaches, but I am a little shocked that the evening news would talk about something natural. They seem so set on talking about high-tech medical interventions and pharmaceutical type things. So a little bit of a breakthrough there, because this was NBC Channel 4 News in Los Angeles, April 24th of this year. And they were pretty excited about what they called pioneering research. So tell us about the study that led to this media exposure.
Yes, so, you know, we've been doing some research with aged garlic extract for probably about 8 or 9 years now. And this most recent study was one that we looked at plaque in the coronary arteries, so how much, you know, buildup of disease people had. And then we randomized them to either aged garlic extract or, you know, placebo, kind of a sugar pill, and saw what happened over the course of a year. And those people who received the aged garlic extract actually had less plaque in their coronary arteries over time. So they actually had regression of disease.
Well, there's a debate about of whether we can, what we can do to slow the progression and what medications might slow the progression. It's almost unheard of to talk about something that actually causes an improvement, because over time it would seem like you could actually, and especially if you started early enough, A, you wouldn't be adding plaque, and if you started removing what you already had, you could end up in pretty good shape. But that's not a conversation people are having with their doctors.
No, you're right. And, you know, I think there's, you know, always a little reluctance for patients to talk about different therapies with their doctors if they don't know how receptive they'll be, especially when we start talking about, you know, these complementary therapies that we now have to work with.
Yeah. This goes back a couple of years. I was working with my husband on helping his 90-year-old mother with some health challenges she had, and she was on, oh boy, a whole bunch of medications with, and I did a little chart showing that all of the complaints she had could well be due to one of the other medications, but I wasn't getting too far with that approach, but I was putting her on the best natural regimen that I could think of. Well, it turns out that her granddaughter's husband is a pharmacist, and I got this objection back that I had the audacity to put her on garlic because he found a study somewhere that garlic was not helpful, but actually might be dangerous. I couldn't believe it, because going back in the early 90s, I was involved in the effort to get the dietary supplement legislation. I was in this little private hearing with the Appropriations Committee. Dick Durbin was chairing at that time when he was a representative. And it was me and three lawyers on one side of the room, and on the other side was looked like the entire FDA. There were about 30 of them over there. And I knew that I had to make some kind of a really graphic presentation, so I wheeled in on a dolly a stack of boxes, office file boxes, about as tall as I was, on just that garlic literature that was virtually all beneficial. And that was back in the 90s, and now there's so much more. And I know this, I should tell you folks, this is not a sponsor-promoted, scheduled interview. I did this on my own because I was just thrilled with the TV exposure and love this, the whole idea. But aged garlic extract is quite a different thing than chewing up a clove of garlic, and we've got to start being a little smarter about the differences from one to the other. And Kyolic is the sponsor that makes, they're the only ones that make this aged garlic extract. They have over 700 studies showing benefit in a wide range of things. So that said, what do you think is going on there when and these people were not taking gargantuan amounts. It was, what, like two capsules in the morning and two capsules at night?
Exactly, yeah. You know, and just, you know, to further, you know, build on what you said, you know, when I first approached them about 9 years ago and said, look, I want to do a trial. I've read all of these articles that you have that show that, you know, aged garlic extract can lower blood pressure and can improve cholesterol. I really want to see if it works on the coronary arteries to help slow down the plaque buildup. And they said, sure. And they gave me a little bit of money and they let me do my own stuff. And it worked. And then I said, well, you know, it worked, but it was a small trial. We only had like 23 patients. So we really need to do it on a larger scale. And they gave me more money to do my own trial, to do a larger study. So they've been very forthcoming. I've approached a number of other different, types of agents that I thought would also work for the coronary arteries, and none of them are willing to put any money where their mouth is and really validate that their medicine has a benefit. And the Kyolic people have done it now. This is their fourth study with me, and they've done studies with people in Australia, and they've done studies with people in the UK, and we just had a big garlic symposium in Laguna Beach where we had about 30 investigators that are doing sponsored research come in and talk. So it's really a nice approach, and I think a very scientifically valid one.
Well, I love those people, but they are so intent on doing research on everything everywhere that that's where their budget goes. That's why you only hear their commercials every other week, because that the marketing budget is replaced with a scientific budget. And so I'd love to talk about them every week because it's really great products. But I also want to talk about another study that we referred to in January on calcium maybe being a bigger culprit in heart disease than cholesterol, because I think that'll open some eyes as well. Do stay with us, folks. We're talking with Dr. Matthew Budoff, medical doctor. We'll be right back after these words. This is Healthy by Nature. I'm Marty Wittekin.
Prostate health and urinary flow concerns become more inevitable as men age. So many men are looking for natural solutions to help maintain optimum prostate health and urinary function. Doctor's Best Comprehensive Prostate Formula is a fully integrated prostate formulation that reflects the latest prostate care research and provides the most up-to-date program to support prostate gland health. Saw palmetto, pygium, and nettle root extracts, in addition to a special combination of three amino acids, are highly beneficial to the prostate gland. Comprehensive Prostate Formula contains all of those, in addition to zinc, selenium, and vitamins E, B6, and D. So if you're looking for an affordably priced supplement specifically formulated to help maintain optimum prostate health, ask for the best. Comprehensive Prostate Formula from Doctor's Best, because you deserve it. Doctor's Best products are available at Walgreens and at fine health food stores nationwide. To learn more, listen to the experts at ScienceBasedNutritionPodcast.com.
At Nordic Naturals, we believe that omega oils are essential to an extraordinary life. By correcting the global omega-3 deficiency, each generation can have the opportunity to grow healthy and strong, so you can do more of what you love with those you love. What's essential to us is proven purity and leading freshness. All of our oils surpass strict international standards for purity and freshness. Our oxygen-free processing combined with natural flavoring ensures no fishy smell, taste, or aftertaste. 100% of our fish is wild-caught, sourced in line with the Norwegian Fisheries Management System, and processed with minimal environmental impact. At Nordic Naturals, what's essential to us is simple. It's what's essential to you. Like us on Facebook and share your What's Essential story, or simply visit NordicNaturals.com for free samples. Nordic Naturals is available at finer health food stores nationwide. Nordic Naturals, committed to delivering the world's safest, most effective omega oils.
Have you improved your diet and exercise but still worry about your blood sugar level? Why allow your levels to rise until you're diagnosed with a disease when there's Glucolo? I'm Marty Whitaker, certified clinical nutritionist, and I'm excited about all-natural Glucolo capsules. To create Glucolo, Lily of the Desert concentrated the specific active ingredients in aloe that support healthy blood sugar levels. In a human clinical trial, all subjects taking Glucolo achieved normal blood sugar levels in just 1 month. However, those taking the placebo still had worrisome levels. And talk about safety. The main fringe benefit of Glucolo was a 12% weight loss, almost all of that fat. Antioxidant status and detoxification also improved dramatically. I've arranged a great limited time offer. Save 20% on a 2-month supply of Glucolo and receive a free copy of my brand new book on aloe vera. Call toll free 877-673-2536. Enjoy 20% off a free book and free shipping. Call 877-673-2536 today.
Subscribe to Marty's free newsletter at the Healthy by Nature Show website, hbnshow.com, hbnshow.com.
If you just tuned in, I really would invite you to go to the archives and listen to the earlier part of the show, because there's been some really great information from my guest. My current guest is Dr. Matthew Budoff, who's a professor of medicine at UCLA and Torrance, California, well, UCLA. I'm not going to give you all those credentials. We don't have that much time, but he is a prolific researcher and author. And I should have noted when we were talking about those studies, the first study on the garlic, that the aged garlic extract, to be precise, those on the placebo got worse. So it wasn't just that the planets lined up differently or something. It was actually easily attributable to the test ingredient, which was the aged garlic extract. And Dr. Budoff, you have participated in other studies, and you know that the company has a whole line of products based on the aged garlic extract with other ingredients known to be effective. For example, they have one for blood pressure. I think that might be 107 or 109, the other one being for cholesterol. And that leads me to question your earlier study on calcium, the one we just had a few moments to talk about in January, that this was a very large study that got quite a lot of attention also about, I'm going to set it up by saying something basic like, well, wait a minute, we've got all these new guidelines about when people should get statins for their cholesterol, replacing the older ones, which were suspect, but now the new ones are suspect too. But what if that is kind of a false argument? We should be looking at calcium. So if you could translate that into proper scientific terms, tell us what the study was about and what it showed.
Yeah, so we took 65 patients and gave half of them aged garlic extract and half of them placebo, and looked at their plaque and their coronaries with an advanced technique called not only coronary calcium but also with CT angiography. So a little injection of dye in the arm to be able to see the percent blockages and to see what type of plaque they had, even the soft early plaques. And we followed them for a full year. And then at the end of that year, we were able to pull out or re-study them. And we found that they actually had less of the softer plaque if they were on aged garlic extract. So literally not quite a liquid Drano. It didn't make all the plaque disappear, but there was a trend in the correct direction over a year where people who were on aged garlic extract had a little bit less plaque in their coronary arteries.
And the study I was referring to was the one of 7,000 adults
In
the European Heart Journal.
Oh yeah, I'm sorry. Yeah, no. So that was a look at predicting events. I'm sorry about that. I was thinking.
Oh, that's okay. I didn't make it clear.
Yeah, we were thinking about I was thinking about my garlic study. But so that was a large study of about 7,000 people who we followed and showed that the calcium buildup predicts events, and we can see where who's going to have plaque in their arteries and who's more likely to have problems in the future as far as heart attacks, strokes, other problems.
And there's little to no attention to that in the popular press, and not that much I see even coming through in the scientific literature. It's all about when and how to use statin drugs. Well, if the bigger problem in that plaque is not the cholesterol, which it's a longer conversation than we can have today, but I address it somewhat in my new book on fats. If cholesterol is something the body makes to serve certain purposes and we're just willy-nilly interfering with it, we might be heading in the wrong direction, especially if excess calcium is a problem. I mean, what if what we should be doing is paying more attention to vitamin K2 or taking aged garlic extract or vitamin C to strengthen the arteries? It seems like we're kind of missing the forest for looking at the bark on the trees.
Yes, no, I agree. And I think the treat-all strategy that's being advocated now is too broad. And I agree with you. It's going to lead to a lot of people who don't need to be treated to be treated. The intent is good. They're trying to capture more of those people who are walking around with a lot of heart disease, who don't know it, and need to be on some therapies, or else they're going to have a massive heart attack. And we know about in half of people, the first sign or symptom that they get that they have a heart problem is that they have a heart attack. So we don't want them to have permanent damage to their heart or even die to prove that they needed to be aggressively treated. But I agree with you. I think multiple targets need to be evaluated, and I think vitamin K2 is a great example where you might be able to do a lot of good with a different therapy than what we're currently using.
Or magnesium. How about we test the red blood cell magnesium? Because if the heart rhythm gets off because we don't have enough magnesium, that would have been a very, very easy and cheap fix.
Absolutely.
Well, this has been a lot of fun. I hope we can do it again soon, since you've proven you don't mind getting up early. That's a real blessing for us, and we hope you have a wonderful weekend. Thanks again for your time, Dr. Matthew Budoff.
Well, thank you for having me.
All righty. Well, that was great. And like I said, Kylie did not ask for this. This doesn't count as one of their interviews. I just wanted to tell the story because I think it's really, really neat stuff. Please stay with us. Please stay with us for just another couple of minutes after this break.
Prevent those frustrating seasonal symptoms, including sneezing, runny nose, and watery eyes that can spoil your time outdoors by supercharging your immune response right at the source, your digestive tract, where an amazing 70% of your immune cells reside. If your immune system views pollen, animal dander, or wheat as a dangerous invader, it will react by stimulating an inflammatory response and incite all those unpleasant symptoms. What you may not know is that the immune receptor cells residing in your gut all depend on a healthy probiotic population to function at their peak. That's why Dr. Fred Pescatore, a best-selling author on the subject, recommends Dr. O'Hara's probiotics as a top-tier defense in the management of seasonal symptoms. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics delivers live, beneficial bacteria in an easily absorbed formula and is backed by over 25 years of research. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference and enjoy the outdoors again.
Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
Do you worry that your get-up-and-go may have left you for good? Health experts tell us that if we just ate more fruits and vegetables, we'd feel better and have more energy. But who has that much time in the kitchen every day? And vitamin supplements don't contain all of nature's magic. What we truly need is to eat more real food, actual food from nature. I want to share a secret with you today. Fruit of the Spirit is a delicious, easy solution for getting more whole food from nature. Fruit of the Spirit is a puree of 12 whole superfruits, 3 herbs, and restorative minerals from the Dead Sea that support natural energy without stimulants. Fruit of the Spirit's blend is so nutritionally dense that 1 ounce provides 5 servings of fruits and vegetables in a convenient, great-tasting drink. Kids love it! Get your get-up-and-go back and receive a discount on your order. Go to the sponsor page of hbnshow.com or call us at 1-800-793-8830. 1-800-793-8830.
I rarely catch a cold, and only then if I've broken the rules, like to avoid sugar and to drink water. I'm your host, Marty Wittekin. If you feel the ickies coming on, quickly give your immune system some added support. Studies show that the mineral zinc helps shorten the duration of a cold or sore throat, but only in the form of lozenges. Our sponsor, Superior Source, makes zinc lozenges. Jets is in the name probably because they get to work so fast, like all of Superior Source's microlingual products. Then there are Superior Source's vitamin C melts in tangy orange and sour cherry. The melts contain significant C at 500 milligrams, plus synergistic sources of bioflavonoids and plant antioxidants. And no sugar, just a little stevia added. Because these vitamin C melts have no sugar, you can take them throughout the day without adding a lot of empty calories. This 1-2 punch for the ickies can be found at fine natural food stores nationwide. Go to SuperiorSourceVitamins.com or the sponsor page at HBNShow.com.
Sign up for podcasts or listen to past programs on our website, HBNShow.com. HBNShow.com.
Well, that was really fun stuff, both interviews. And while I wish that Kiolic had a bigger marketing budget, I much prefer that they be one of those ones that's so busy proving their product that they don't have much time to talk about it, compared with some others that do nothing but talk, don't know if their product really does what in theory it's, they say it's doing. So God bless Kiolic. And also Nordic, please do go to the Healthy by Nature website, hbnshow.com or healthybynatureshow.com if you like to type. Just make sure you get the show in there. And click on the sponsor page. There you will find a link to Nordic directly. But it's Nordic, N-O-R-D-I-C, naturals.com. We have, let me see, I had two other things here. The Houston audience missed out on the show on the 19th. We found out there were actually 2 weeks that were missed. So hopefully you all tried a third time and found that we were there last week. The station is repeating the show from April 19th tonight at 9, Saturday at 9, and tomorrow morning, Sunday at 6 a.m. So you have a chance to hear what you missed. Of course, you can always go to hbnshow.com, click on Archives, and you will find an archive of the show. For example, this show, if you would like to listen to it again or recommend it to somebody else, the link should be there by maybe tomorrow sometime. My brother Jim takes care of the site part-time, and so he gets to it when he gets to it, but it will be there. And I'm often oblivious to holidays. I am not unaware that tomorrow is Mother's Day, so I seem to have a personal interest in that one, being that I am a proud mother. I hope all of you moms understand how much you're appreciated, even when we don't say it, and that you will take the day off and have a good time, and maybe use the time to plan how you're going to build in some you time going forward, because relaxing is important to your health. And we need you. We got to keep you healthy. So tell a mother that you know of who needs this information. I suggest that they tune into Healthy by Nature. Maybe we could keep them a little healthier and happier as well. So thanks for being with us. Hope you'll join us again next week. Dr. Pescatore will be back. It'll be open line, so get your call questions lined up so that you can get on the air. He thinks we don't love him if nobody calls, so please be prepared for that. This is Healthy by Nature. I'm Marty Wittekin, and our phone number is 800-281-8255 for next week, 800-281-TALK. Thanks. Happy Mother's Day.
Healthy by Nature is sponsored in part by Lily of the Desert Alloceuticals.
It's good to know that we can do something about the tens of thousands of chemicals in our air and drinking water, the mercury in seafood, the pesticides in our food.
toxins in cleaning and yard products, and the hormone-disrupting plasticizers and packaging. We can't move to another planet, but we can buy safer organic products. We can take dietary supplements to lessen the impact. To get rid of toxins stored in our tissues, even in our brains, there is the far infrared sauna. It gently stimulates cells to release stored toxins and flush them out through the skin. This sauna uses a lower temperature for a longer time, so it's even safe for heart patients. It's comfortable and it doesn't feel like it's cooking your eyeballs. I read or watch TV while I turn back the years. Our sauna is portable and quite affordable. Learn more by clicking the product button at RadioMarty.com or call 877-262-7843. 877-262-7843.